Okay, here's the Scientology guy. Richard.
Yeah.
All right, quickly, what's a clay table?
Oh, the clay table, it's how you demonstrate ideas in a solid form.
What do you mean by that?
Be more specific.
Okay, like if I want to think of a pencil, then if I put a clay representation of the pencil, then it gives me a more concrete idea, so it's not all in my head.
You following any of this?
Why do you do that?
Well,
why not pick up a pencil?
Because the complaint is, well, you could pick up a pencil, but I'm just giving you an example of a pencil. Like, when you start to talk about concepts that are more complex, instead of keeping them all in your head and all cerebral where there's no application applied to it.
I can't handle this.
Yeah,
I can't handle your...
It makes no sense.
What are you saying? A clay table is, you sit down.
Yeah,
what's the clay table look like?
You know how you go to college or you go to school and all you hear is words and books and concepts?
Right.
But you never go out and do anything with that information.
Okay.
Well, a clay table is a way of taking those concepts and ideas and putting it in a solid form.
All right.
Give me a better example than a pencil.
Okay, so like I'm going to talk to somebody and ask them a question, and they're going to give me an answer, right? So what I do is I make a clay table of a person, and then...
You mean you make it out of clay?
Yeah.
You make a person out of clay, like a voodoo doll.
And I make another voodoo doll out of clay, and I put them across from one another, and then I draw a little string of clay and send a communication to them, so it shows a message going from one person to another.
Now, how do you realize how messed up John Travolta and Tom Cruise are? Do you realize?
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. So you want to communicate with a person, so you think about that person and you make a clay figure of them. This is voodoo. And then you take another clay, that's you, and you put a string of clay between them, and therefore that's going to help you communicate with that person?
No, it's not going to help you communicate. It's going to help you understand what the communication cycle is.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, you just get a more clear...
Okay, so in other words, I never understood how to talk to people. Therefore, now that I look at these little clay figures...
With a string between them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't understand how to talk to people.
They don't, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's going to help them. So you're telling me, like, John Travolta goes there and makes things out of clay at a clay table like a two-year-old?
Exactly.
Howard, could this possibly be true?
Yes.
Yeah. You're saying that...
Because I read an interview with Travolta where he was talking about he wants his son Jet, his son Jet. Because he likes to fly jets?
Right. So
Jesus Christ. They go there,
He would want to make a clay representation of a landing field and of a plane.
So let's say I'm a gay guy, okay? And I want to understand, like, I want to get rid of my gayness, or I want to understand it, so I'd make two clay figures out of two guys and like, put a line from their genitals to their butts.
Put a slash mark?
If you wanted to explain to a heterosexual what a gay man was all about, that might be a good idea to do. A gay man probably wouldn't need it, but a heterosexual who didn't comprehend what it was to be gay.
Can you make me an Amy Lynn and Howard out of clay? I want to understand why she's bad mouthing me.
Yeah, that would work.
All right.
That would work.
And the e-meter is the thing they hook up to your skin with some clamps?
No, you just hold two cans. They don't hook up anything to your body.
Two cans?
Like soup cans?
Yeah, two soup cans. You hold the one on one end, one on the other. And it registers a resistance.
Nice.
So say you have a thought that comes into your... It's like a lie detector. You have a thought that comes into your mind. If it's a thought that has a little trauma to it, you'll see the needle jump because some resistance is coming in.
Robin, you have cans.
Yeah.
You can't hold these two and do
How can anybody take Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Lisa Marie Presley, any of these people seriously?
How can you take when?
Well, because they get money when you...
Imagine, like, they hook you up to some cans.
Movies.
You just hold them. And after a while, you learn how to do it to yourself. In other words, you learn how to hold the cans yourself and you process yourself.
Gee, you think one day I could learn how to hold these cans myself?
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. You could see how you think and everything.
Man, I gotta invent a religion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I gotta get involved in this. Do you think I could hold the cans myself? Well, no, you must have a tremendous knowledge, which I could teach you, but it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. I mean, you might spend your whole life trying to figure out how to hold these cans. Dude, I mean, I know how to because I'm enlightened. But for you to hold these cans, you're looking at 10 grand easy. Maybe 20, because you look like a real dope.
And they're probably told that they're at the higher levels of consciousness because they have so much money.
Holding a can is very difficult. To hold the cans properly and get a proper e-meter reading, you're looking maybe 50 grand.
I'm
going to be honest with you.
You're not holding it right.
All right, I'm not gonna, you know, forget about it. You're an idiot.
You need a professional to tell you how to do that.
Yeah, it's not like you just hold these cans. You're talking about an e-meter here. These are just not ordinary cans.
It's all in the grip.
L. Ron Hubbard figured this out for himself. It took us years to hold these cans. But clay, I can put you right on the clay table. You're talking $2,000, you're going to get a whole bunch of crap worked right out.
We'll give you a fresh clip.
You know Travolta's kid? We got him on the clay table. Kid didn't understand the relationship between pee-pee and duty.
Whoa.
He made a pile of pee-pee and a pile of duty, and he drew a string between it. Now he understands. Kid's out of diapers.